Sal, you're back on the streets after 22 years of being on the cobbles. How does it feel to be back?
It's bizarrely normal. It's like I've never been away. It's all different, yet it's the same. It's really weird.
And to be back in Manchester, because you were living in London before.
Well, I left Manchester just about the time of the bomb. So Manchester is completely different to me, and it's amazing. It's absolutely fabulous. And Media City, I didn't even know this neck of the woods at all. And to be staying where I'm staying, and I wake up, and I look out there, and I see Old Trafford. Who could not wake up with a smile on their face when you see that every morning? It's amazing. And I've literally just looked out the window, and there's a bloke dressed as a giraffe in a sports outfit. That's Media City for you.
And to be back, obviously, on the new studios at Media City, what do you think of them?
They are fantastic. The facilities are extraordinary. And it's also such a beautiful place to be. We've got an amazing view of the Lowry, of the Imperial War Museum, of the canal. So it's never-changing landscape. It's like, you know, like looking at fire, you're looking at water, it keeps moving and changing shape. So it's a really lovely place to be. But the facilities there are extraordinary. And we're now all in the one building. So you see how many people it takes to make the machine that is Coronation Street.
It must be lovely to be back with Barbara Knox and William Roach, Michael Lavelle.
It's been amazing. It really has been lovely. I mean, my first scenes were with Michael. So I've known Michael since before he was in Coronation Street. So we've known each other about 35 years. Maybe that's why I was quite calm on the first day back, that my scenes were with Michael. And then my scenes with Barbara, I didn't have those for a few weeks. But we've got some cracking scenes. Rita is definitely not very happy to see Jenny.
I know that Stephen Blackburn said in an interview on the Soaps website that Jenny has some dark secrets.
She does have some dark secrets, but essentially she's come back because she's divorced, she's single, she was trawling internet dating sites, and up popped Kevin, and she clearly held a bit of a torch for him when she was a teenager. So that's why she's come back. Whether she also came back with any ulterior motives, the truth will out.
Now, last time you were on the streets, you were 16, young teenager, trying to balance, you know, being a star on a popular TV show as well. Was it quite difficult for you at times?
It was very difficult, but then I didn't know any different. I've always said it would have been quite interesting to have a clone of me who went and carried on and did a normal life and then bring us together and see how our lives would have mapped out, because I wouldn't have been an actress. That was never my intention. It was something I always loved, but I always thought I'd do it on an amateur level and I'd go off and have a proper job. And no, I've got this silly old job instead.
Now, for over 20 years, you sort of left quiet that, you know, a comment from a TV critic quite affected you quite badly. You turned bulimic. It must be quite liberating now to be open and talk about it.
Certainly. TV critics at the time were mini-celebrities and were looking to go off, and a lot of them got their own television shows off the back of their notoriety, and a lot of it was about saying horrible things. You know, you look at Katie Hopkins, it's the same kind of genre that they're in. That's how they have a job, make their money, make their mark. And yeah, that comment was the straw that broke the camel's back, really. But I quickly, it was a very brief episode. It was, you know, about 8 or 9 months. And I now, I'm always, as you are, if you're in this profession, you have to be conscious of how you look. Mm-hmm. I think the bizarre thing was about 2 or 3 years later after that, and I'd come out the street and I was going for an I was auditioning a lot of things. And one day, I didn't get a job because I was too fat, and then about 2 hours later I found out I didn't get the other job because I was too thin. So you kind of go, right, well, I'm just going to be me then.
Best way.
Just be you and be happy with who you are, because you can't please all the people all the time.
And going back to, obviously, your role now on Corrie, will Jenny Bradley be back for a considerable time, do you think?
She's here for a good while, is as much as I know at the moment. And I can't really say any more than that, really. But no, she's here for a considerable amount of time. She's not just flitting in and flitting out again.